Hello everyone. My name is Gajendra Deshpande. I am working as assistant professor at KLS Gupta Institute of Technology India. Today I will be delivering a talk on inventing curriculum using Python and SPACY. So this project was supported by Google Cloud under GCP Research Credits Program. In today's talk, we will discuss about curriculum and its basic definition. Then text summarization, then two Python libraries which are widely used for NLP tasks, that is SPACY and Textacy, then our experiment, then finally the conclusion. So let us first define the term curriculum. So these were the few definitions which were listed on the University of Delaware website. So curriculum is nothing but a course of study that will enable the learner to acquire specific knowledge and skills. A curriculum is the combination of instructional practices, learning experiences, and students' performance assessment that are designed to bring out and evaluate the target learning outcomes of a particular course. So a selection of information segregated into disciplines and courses, typically designed to achieve a specific educational objective. A curriculum is the program of instruction. It should be based on both standards and best practice research. It should be the framework that teachers use to plan instruction for their students. Curriculum can be both written and unwritten, but in our experiment, we are focusing on written curriculum. So on this page, you are seeing the structure of undergraduate engineering program in India. So this was defined by AICT, that is All India Council for Technical Education, which is the highest body which defines the standards and the standard curriculum for engineering and diploma courses in India. So if you look at the syllabus here, if you look at the content, you can see that it's the combination of different types of courses. For example, we have humanities and social science courses, basic science courses, then engineering science courses, professional core courses and professional elective courses. Then there are some open subjects and there is a project work and there are some mandatory courses. So different types of courses have been included to prepare students for better career options. Now on this page, you are seeing the sample curriculum for one subject. So that is web technology subject. So if you see the content here, the content has been divided into few units. So in the first few units, the student will learn the introductory concepts. Then in next few units, that is in unit 3, 4 and 5, he'll learn about basics of HTML, JavaScript, CSS and XML. And finally, the server-side scripting language, that is PHP. Now let us compare this syllabus with the job requirement. Now on this page, you can see that there is a typical job description given on indeed.co.in website, and you can see here the qualifications section. So in qualification section, it is mentioned that apart from HTML, CSS, JavaScript, there are other things required. They are jQuery and Bootstrap. So clearly, this is missing from our syllabus. Now let us compare it with another job opening. So this time for full stack web developer. Now again, if you see here, Bootstrap and Material UI are missing. Then on server side, Python, Go, Java, things are missing. Now also, there are some technologies which are mentioned here, such as React, Angular, Vue, and Webpack. Again, these things are missing from the syllabus. So clearly it shows that there's a gap, there's a large gap between the syllabus set by the university and the job description given by the employer. Okay. So now let us discuss the next concept, that is the text summarization. So in text summarization, what we do is we shorten the long pieces of text by applying computational methods. So what we do is we use some statistical techniques. We count the word frequency, then we compute the sentence score, then we pick the sentences which are having high scores. So that's how the summary will be generated from the long pieces of text. Now there are two types of text summarization techniques. One is extractive summarization and second one is abstractive summarization. Now if you see the diagram on the right hand side, the first part, so there are three sections here, three blocks. So in the first block, there's a text which is divided into sentences. They are numbered from sentence one to sentence n. Then we are going to apply some computational methods and we are going to get the summary. Now when we get the summary, basically it will be the subset of the original text. Now next, if you observe the bottom diagram here, now in this case, again we have a text which is represented by n sentences, but now this time it's an abstraction. Now again in this case summary will be generated, but in this case it is not just the subset of the original text, plus new sentences are generated. Now the concept which we are going to discuss is pointer generator network, which is nothing but the combination of extractive as well as abstractive summarization techniques. So we apply extractive summarization technique to get the pointers. Now based on these pointers, the new text or new information will be generated using abstractive summarization techniques. So that is known as generator in simple terms. Now each of these techniques, that is both extractive as well as abstractive techniques, they have their own advantages and disadvantages. For example, extractive summarization technique is fast, but it may not give you the accurate results because it just gives you the subset of sentences. So it may not form a context. Then in case of abstractive summarization techniques, it takes a bit of time, but it gives more realistic results. Now, in our experiment, we have followed these steps. So in the first step, we have created a data set of job postings from various job portals like indeed.co.in, then Stack Overflow and other websites. Then in the next step, we removed unwanted stop words, numbers, punctuation marks and unrelated words. Now note here that removing unrelated words is also important because they just don't form a context, and there is no point in processing those words. So you just need to remove those unrelated words also. For example, the location, the salary package, these are all unrelated words for our experiment. The next is tokenize words and sentences. Then once you tokenize words and sentences, you need to compute the word frequency and the sentence score. Now, when you're comparing word frequency, you also need to perform n-gram analysis. So n-gram is nothing but the n number of words occurring together. So for example, if I say bigram, then it is two words occurring together. Then trigram is frequency of three words occurring together, and so on. So n-gram is n words occurring together. The next, select sentences with high scores and concatenate them. Then sort the words in descending order of frequency. That is the highest first. We need to extract top n sentences, top n words. So we are going for highest first. Then extract the top n words and also the word combinations from the previous step and compare them with the syllabus of a particular subject. Now, here there are two possibilities. First possibility is the refining the syllabus of existing subject with new keywords. And second one is propose a new subject. So if there are not much changes, then we can directly adopt. So we can go for refining. If there are lots of changes, then, and if it is not possible to include it in one subject, then we may have to divide the subject into one or more subjects. Now let's discuss the SPACI library. So SPACI is Industrial Strength NLP library. It is free open source library for advanced natural language processing in Python. SPACI is designed specifically for production use and helps you to build applications that process and understand large volumes of text. It can be used to build information extraction or natural language understanding systems or to pre-process text for deep learning. So SPECY is not a research software, it's not a platform, or it's not even an API. Okay, it's just a Python library which helps us to do natural language processing tasks. Then there are some SPECY features which are listed in this slide. So first one is it performs non-destructive tokenization. It supports 61 plus languages. Then named entity recognition support is there. It also support 46 statistical models for 16 languages. State of the art speed, then easy deep learning integration, part of speech tagging, then label dependency parsing, then syntax driven sentence segmentation, then built-in visualizers for syntax and NER. So these are the some of the features of SPECY which makes it industrial strength NLP library. The next is Textacy. So what we do in SPECY is we do some basic processing of text. But if you need some advanced functionalities, then you also need to go for Textacy. For example, if you want to perform n-gram analysis, then you should go for Textacy because that support is not available in SPECY. Otherwise, you have to write the code manually from scratch. So that's what we have done in our project. So Textacy is a Python library for performing a variety of natural language processing tasks, built on the high performance SPECY library with the fundamentals, tokenization, part of speech tagging, dependency parsing, etc., delegated to another library. Textacy focuses primarily on the tasks that come before and follow after. Then if you see some features of Textacy here, so access SPECY through convenient methods for working with one or many documents and extend its functionality through custom extensions, and automatic language identification for applying right SPECY pipeline for the text. Then easily stream data to and from the disk in many common formats, clean, normalize and explore raw text before processing it with SPECY. So it can also tokenize and vectorize documents, then train, interpret and visualize topic models and so on. Now let us look at the code which we have written line by line. So in the first line, we are importing the library, that is SPECY. Then we are also importing counter module from collections. Then we have defined the set. So we have defined the unwanted terms here. Note here that this is just an indicative list which are unwanted for our project. Then next we are loading the language model. We are loading English language model. Then we have created a data set and it has been stored in dataset.txt file. So which is nothing but the list of job openings and their descriptions. The next NLP object is created. Then we are printing the number of tokens before preprocessing and after preprocessing. Preprocessing is very, very important. It actually removes all unwanted characters, unwanted terms, etc., so that we can perform NLP on only important terms. So in the next statement, what we are doing is we are removing all the stop words, we are removing all punctuation marks, we are removing numbers, we are removing extra spaces, then we are removing URLs, and we are also removing the emails. So all unwanted things we are removing. Yeah. Then next, we are performing lemmatization. So lemmatization is nothing but the process of converting a word into its root form. Say for example, if there's a term called as checking, then when you convert checking into root form, it will become check. Okay. That is, we are going to remove all the prefix and suffixes from the word. Then next, we are going to perform some basic task, that is convert the entire text into lowercase characters, because our program will treat both uppercase and lowercase characters differently. So it becomes very important for us to bring it to some common form. So we are converting all the text into lowercase here. Then we are removing all the unwanted terms which are defined in the above unwanted set. Then next is we are printing the number of tokens after pre-processing. Then we are computing the grams, bigrams and trigrams. Trigrams, so gram is the frequency of single word, then bigram is the frequency of two words occurring together, then trigram is the frequency of three words occurring together. Then next we are sorting bigram, trigram and grams in reverse order. Then next, okay, then next we have defined a sample syllabus. Again, note here that this is the processed information. We have removed all the unwanted terms. Again, this is the indicative list. Then next, we are counting the number of grams in syllabus, then number of bigrams in syllabus and number of trigrams in syllabus. Then we are calculating, we are trying to see how much percent our proposed syllabus is closer to the objective. Now note here that we are saying that it is closer to the objective. It is not necessarily the from employment perspective. So the course may be more research focused. In that case, we should check how much percent it is closer to the research curriculum. If we are focusing more towards industry, then we should see how much percent it is closer towards creating jobs or making the students job ready. Now this is the output. Now you can see that when we run, it shows that before pre-processing, the number of tokens were 257. After pre-processing, it shows that the number of tokens are 108. So we are going to do the experiment only on 108 tokens. So we have removed significantly unwanted terms which are not at all required. Then you can see here, it shows the word frequency of grams. So it says that HTML 7, web as 5, WordPress as 4, CSS as 3 and so on. Then similarly, it shows the word frequency of bigrams. So it now says that HTML and CSS, these terms are occurring together 3 times. Web and developer, these are occurring 2 times and so on. Okay. Then next, similarly, the trigram. In case of trigram, it says that web, mobile and application, these 3 terms are occurring together 2 times, and translate, user and business, these terms are occurring together 2 times and so on. So from each case, we need to extract top 10 grams, then bigrams and trigrams. So once that is done, we are checking how many grams are found in the syllabus, how many bigrams are found in the syllabus and how many trigrams are found in the syllabus. Okay, so as per the output here, it is 5. Now if we see this screen here, it says that the syllabus is 50% closer to the objective when we just compare grams. Now when we take bigrams into consideration, it says that the syllabus is 20% closer to the objective. So what this indicates is that individual concepts, if you consider individual concepts, then it is 50% closer. If you consider multiple concepts occurring together, that is if you are going for full stack or combination of technologies, then it is only 20% closer to the objective. So this gives us some hints to the academicians, to the syllabus or the curriculum designers, that how they can design a syllabus which is closer to the objective. It may be industry ready, or it may be research focused, or it may be just fundamentals. Then finally, the conclusion: to achieve better results using natural language processing, one of the important factors is pre-processing of the document. Then using pointer generator network, we can balance the advantages or disadvantages of the extractive or abstract summarization to get the better results. Then need to experiment with non-professional courses such as arts or humanities, and with the other than English language such as Indic languages. So this is going to make the experiment more interesting. Thank you everyone for attending my talk.